Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Ladies and gentlemen, this Nip Impressions column is brought to you by our Maintenance Month Platinum sponsor, RMR Mechanical.
Well, it's time to start planning our annual recovery boiler outage again.
Yes, it is. Budgets are tighter than ever, even though business is good. And speaking of good business, sales is pressuring us to have as short an outage as possible. They need the production.
Well, getting in a hurry costs money and can lead to safety problems.
I know. And you know we are always under pressure for our safety record, too. It seems like corporate has nothing better to do than to keep pushing us on every front.
I think I have a solution to all of these problems.
What's that?
RMR Mechanical. They've done a great work for us in the past and have a great safety record, too. They almost always beat the schedule.
Sounds like this meeting is over.
RMR Mechanical. The only name you need to know for an economical, quick, and safe boiler outage. Phone 770-205-9646 or visit us on the web at rmrmechanical.com.
The following column was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan, reading it for Jim. The title of Jim's column is How to Tell If a Maintenance Department is Effective. And here's what Jim has to say about that. There are only two or three conditions one has to observe to determine if a maintenance department is effective. Fixing them, if they are not, is a whole other chapter in our quest for a properly operating mill. This week, we'll just look for clues as to effectiveness. The first is organization and cleanliness. The space occupied by the maintenance department ought to look like the maintenance department at your local Mercedes-Benz dealership. You can eat off the floor. There is a place for everything, and everything is in its place. Employees are neat, orderly, and walking briskly from one place to another. The storeroom is well organized and secure. Motor shafts have markings indicating they are rotated on a regular schedule. Waste bins for trash, scrap, and junked parts are no more than half full. Any space controlled by the maintenance department near their main space is clean and empty. There is no boneyard. Offices occupied by maintenance managers are neat and orderly, not stacked full of parts either old or new. These are not grime-laden atrocities, but clean and organized spaces. IT and control specialists think they are a special breed. They are not. Their wires, notes, terminal blocks, and who knows what else should be organized and neat. This is a deeper dive into how they actually organize things on their computers. Their electronic filing system should follow a prescribed system developed internally or purchased from one of the many companies that do this sort of thing. The above matters are generally static concerns that can be observed and corrected over a few weeks or a few months. Then there is the special dynamic case, kitting for shutdowns. Every job for every planned shutdown should be completely kitted a minimum of 3 days before the shutdown. By completely kitted, I mean every part, every gasket, every bolt, every electrical termination should be on a crash cart. A list of disassembly, reassembly instructions should be on the cart also. A list of personal tools should be included. A manager should go over the job and the cart with the assigned employees. If they are not happy with the first round, subsequent rounds of review should take place until the manager is satisfied that the project can be done safely, efficiently, and quickly without excessive trips back to the shop. What is excessive? 1. Larger parts cannot be put on a crash cart. The manager and the techs assigned to the project should walk to these parts and put their hands on them. They should plan what motive equipment will be needed to get the parts to the place where they are to be installed. Finally, the crash cart discussion should include what final settings will be required in situ on the new parts, what cleanup will look like, and the disposition plan for the old parts removed. If they are to be tagged for removal to a repair shop, the tags should be pre-made and the temporary storage place for such parts should be predetermined and marked out. Following this discipline for a month to 6 weeks will result in a complete understanding of the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats to your maintenance department. Of course, safety is the overarching concern in all maintenance activities. Make sure to emphasize it first, middle, and last. Be safe, and we will talk next week. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson and is copyright 2019, Papa Italo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.